The Shenandoah Community School District Board of Directors approves Parent Square Agreement at the Monday, April 13th meeting of their Board of Directors.
Well, I think your kids are a little bit older, but your son-in-law is an AD, am I correct?
Mm-hmm. You are correct, absolutely.
Okay. So in his life, he probably uses a service like Remind or about 10 different apps to communicate with coaches and parents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure of it. I know every parent who's listening is like, yes.
Yeah.
And all of the schools across the state
yes.
use a lot of apps.
Uh-huh.
You know, at our district, we use Remind, we use School Messenger, we use School Pass, and mm-hmm. I can name numerous tools that we use for communication. Parent Square is more of a universal approach that has that two-way communication. It has website, it has voice messaging, it has all kinds of features attached to it, but it will replace Remind, which is a good thing because Remind has been bought out by Parent Square.
Okay.
And so Remind is coming to an end. We need a solution, and Parent Square can replace about five of our other communication tools
mm-hmm.
At a lesser cost. And so the upfront cost will be almost identical when you add up the totals for, you know, all of the single apps or mm-hmm. you look at the consolidated app. The cost is about the same the first year, and next year it's about $7,000 less.
Okay.
So it's a great tool. Several schools are using it. Des Moines uses it quite effectively. I've looked at several of their communications on it. It's a pretty cool tool, and so we're excited about having it, and it should reduce the number of apps people have to look at to get the kinds of information that it's necessary to manage our lives and our children's
That's
lives.
That's nice. So how much is it, Dr. Nelson, up front? You say it's about the same?
It's $17,000 for the first year,
mm-hmm.
and it will be $10,000 next year. Again, when you add up the total of all of the tools that we're currently using, it's about $17,000.
Yeah. And so it puts it all on one platform, which is super nice.
It is. The texting, the email, all of those pieces will be available through one versus having to navigate all those different apps on your phone, which it gets cumbersome even for people. I have a lot of insight to the system. I know where to look. I still have to pause for a moment and think, which app am I looking at right now?
There you go.
So this really should help us communicate more effectively. So I hope everyone is, it'll be a celebratory moment once it's all up and going.
Very cool. So will you start to implement that right away, or will that be a next school year thing?
No, we'll be able to start with the onboarding, get all of the pieces. And there's a lot of work to do, let's be honest.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it changes your website. It changes, and you have to rebuild all of those small groups that you have put in. That's okay. We'll do the work now, but it'll be pretty operational by, I'd say, June, July.
Very cool.
Right about that time.
Thanks to Dr. Carrie Nelson for her time and that information.